So have either of you heard the story of the mixed up chameleon? Okay, before I tell you what happens in it, I want to show you what a real chameleon looks like. That's what a real one looks like. Now, in this pretend story, this particular chameleon decided he really didn't like how God made him. So he thought it'd be fun to have some of these other parts. He wanted to be strong like an elephant and be able to swim like a fish and be able to have a shell on his back like a turtle and maybe see like a giraffe. Would you like to see what happened because his wish came true? How's he look? Kind of ridiculous, right? And he couldn't do anything. He couldn't even eat. Not until he decided that he really wanted to be just the way God made him. Now, this story kind of reminds me of what the Bible verses today say about the church. The Bible says that the church is a body. Now, you've got to remember that this building isn't the church. It's the people in it who believe in Jesus. We're the church, and we are to work together, just like a body does. Let's look at some body parts. Show me your hands. God give you hands? What about your feet? Got a couple of them? Eyes, where are your eyes? And ears too? Yeah, good. Each of these parts is different. It works differently to help your body work the way it should, the way God planned. Now, what if my hand said, I don't want to be a hand anymore. I think I want to be an eye. And it wouldn't do anything a hand was supposed to do. It wouldn't help me eat. It wouldn't help me pick things up. It wouldn't help me get dressed. I only had one working hand. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? It would. Now, God says that he's put everything the church needs in our church because he has given everybody in the church a special gift. He has given them all a gift to make the church work well. Now, you might be saying, I'm not part of the church. I'm just a kid. But when you were baptized, you became part of God's family. Now, you might say, I'm too small. I can't help. But remember those African drums over there? Are they always a play by adults? Don't some brothers and sisters you know play those? Yeah, there's some kids that do. And you know what? You're helping the church right now. Do you know what you're doing? You're making it possible for us to have a kid's message. If you didn't come up here, we wouldn't get to hear the kid's message. Now, I don't know what gifts God has given you or what he's going to develop in you, but because you are part of the body of God's church, there is going to be a job for you to do. Now, every one of us is needed to make the church work properly. If we were like this chameleon and we decided we wanted to do what we wanted to do instead of what God planned for us to do, we would look just as silly as that chameleon. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you that I am part of your church. Let me use the gift you have given me. Help me to do my part in your church. Amen. Thanks for helping today.